Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome, people of God, to Saturday morning glory. I'm going to read for your hearing on this morning two familiar passages of scripture. I'm going to start out with Psalm 91 on this morning. Glory to God. And the word of the Lord reads, "Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sins, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold, thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors, Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips, for who say they doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shall laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in this derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord, as shield. For the sins of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. And for cursing and lying which they speak, consume them in wrath. Consume them, that they may not be. And let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth, Selah. And at evening, let them return and let them make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy." That was Psalm 59 in its entirety. Now I'm going to read Ephesians chapter number 6. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of person with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, Take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. To Caius, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye may know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. And that was Ephesians chapter 6 in its entirety. Oh, gracious and wise God, it is in the name of Jesus that we bless your holy and everlasting name on this morning. God, you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am, whatever we need you to be on this beautiful Saturday morning. Lord God, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving on this morning. Hallelujah. We come into your courts with praise on this morning. Father God, we just glorify you. We honor you. We magnify you on this morning. We worship you. Hallelujah. We just adore you on this morning, Father God, because you're worthy. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord God, to be praised on this morning, God. There's so much, Father God, that needs to be lifted up before you in the name of Jesus. God, on this morning, we come, Father God, praying, Lord God, for this nation on hold. We come on this morning, God, praying in the name of Jesus that your perfect and divine will would be done, Father God, on earth as it is in heaven. We come on this morning, Lord God, praying, Lord God, for our enemies and those that transgress against us, oh God. We lift them all up before you on this morning in the name of Jesus, oh God. There's so much terrorism that is going on in the land that we live in, God. So much crime, Lord, is going on in this world that we live in, God. The enemies of our soul, Father God, is over-consuming this world, this wicked and cruel world that we live in, God. But we thank you on this morning, God, that you are a God that answereth all things. Hallelujah. You are the God that sits high and you look low. Father, we come on this morning in the name of Jesus, tearing down the kingdom of darkness, Lord God. We come on this morning, Father God, lifting up your name, Father God. For you said in your word that if you be lifted up, hallelujah, that you would draw all men unto you, God. This nation is in the need of a drawing even now, God. There's so much murdering that is going on. People dying because of gun violence, Lord. People dying on street corners, Father God. Being shot down by drive-by shootings, Father God. We come on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, dismantling the spirit of murder, God, that is running rampant in this world that we live in, God. So many murders are taking place. So many deaths are taking place, God, innocently, God. God, this morning, we your faithful intercessors, Lord. We come standing in the gap, oh God, touching and agreeing against gun violence. We come on this morning, Father God, standing in the gap and touching and agreeing, Lord God, for domestic violence. There's so much domestic violence that is going on in this cruel world that we live in, God, as this is the month to speak out against domestic violence, Lord. We come on this morning, Father God, crying out, oh, Sikarabashaya, that you would hear our humble cry, Lord God, and that you would answer it, Lord. We ask you, God, to remember that one, Father God, that is being spiritually abused even now, Father God, that is in bondage to the taskmasters of Pharaoh, God. We lift them up before you this morning in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for that mother. We pray for that daughter. We pray for that child, Father God, even now that is being physically abused, psychologically abused, sexually abused, God. We stand in the gap for them on this morning, God. We pray for that one that is being emotionally abused even now, God. That one, Father God, that feel that they're living in the world all by themselves and they don't know if they have anybody that they can trust with their stories, God. Oh, God, because their story, oh, God, is one that many have never heard before. Many have never seen before, oh, God. We stand in the gap for them this morning, God, and we pray for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray on this morning, God, for that little boy, Father God. We pray on this morning, God, for that man that is being molested, oh God. We lift him up before you, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for that one even now, God, whose head is bashed, oh God, day in and day out, Father God, who have to fight for their very lives, God. We lift him up before you, God, on this morning in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray on this morning, God, for those, oh God, that are under abuse in the legal system, oh God. They're being threatened, oh God. Oh God, on many hands, God. We pray for them on this morning, God. We intercede for them now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, God, for that one, God, that cry at night in silence, Lord, because they don't want anybody to know what they're going through, Father. We stand in the gap and we pray for them now, God. That one that hurt, God. Oh God, but refused to get help, Father. We lift them up before you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for that one that is tormented day in and day out, oh God. We lift them up before you now, God. In the name of Jesus, Father. Knowing, oh God, that you, oh God, will hear their crying, that you will answer them, Lord. We pray on this morning, Father God, for those, Father God, that refuse, oh God, to cry out, oh God. We pray for them, Lord, that you would give them the boldness, that you would give them the encouragement, Lord, to get out of those types of relationships, oh God. We stand in the gap for them, Father. The one that is being abused over and over and over again, Father God. From one relationship to another, oh God, of abuse and anguish, God. We stand in the gap, oh God, for them on today, Father. And we ask you, God, to deliver them, oh God, from the hand of the enemy on this morning, Father God. Oh God, as we cry out to you, God, we know that you will hear our crying, that you will answer, Lord. Oh God, have mercy on this morning, Father God, even for the abuser, oh God. Oh God, deliver them, Father God. Deliver them on this morning, God, from the hand of the enemy, oh God. That one, Father God, that continuously allows the enemy to use them, Father God. To, oh God, abuse others, Lord. We stand in the gap for them now, Father God, for they know not what they do, God. Father, on this morning, Father God, we ask you, Lord, to just touch them one by one, Father God. There's so many women, there's so many children that are abused daily, God. So many, Father God, that cry out to you, God. Father, we pray on this morning, God, for that one, Father God, that has been kidnapped. We pray, oh God, for sex trafficking on this morning, God. We lift it up before you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, that you will show, oh God, the law officials where they are, Father God. In the name of Jesus, save them, God, today in Jesus' name. Father, on this morning, we pray, God, for that one that is on the street corners, oh God. That one, Father God, that is strung out on drugs, Father God. We lift them up before you in the name of Jesus, God. That one, Father God, that ran away, Father God. Oh God, because of the abuse or the drugs, Father God. We lift them up before you on this morning in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for them, oh God, on this morning. That one, Father, that cry out to you, Lord, because they need help, God. We stand in the gap and we intercede for them today, God. Make a way of escape in the name of Jesus, oh God. For that one, Father God. Oh God, that one, Father God, that have even shackles on their feet, God. That one, oh God, that have shackles on their chain, on their hands, God, that are chained down, oh God, in somebody's back room, God. We pray for them today, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for that one, oh God, that may be in an abusive situation in an abandoned building, God. We lift them up before you, Father, on this morning in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, on this morning for those, Father God, that are victims of silent crimes, Lord. We stand in the gap and we pray for them on this morning, God. And we ask you, God, that you would just touch them wherever they are on this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, let somebody find them. Let somebody hear them crying, God, as they walk down the streets, oh God, in these abandoned buildings, Lord, that people refuse to rent out because of all the illegal activity that goes on in them, God. Oh God, we pray on today, God, for the city of Richmond. We pray, God, for Jackson Ward and Whitcomb Court, oh God, Blackwell. We lift these areas up before you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sandy Point on this morning, God. We pray for Cicada on this morning, God. We pray for all these poverty-stricken areas, Lord God. We lift them up before you even now in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for those that are struggling, God, to make their ends meet. We pray, God, those that turn to drugs, oh God, as a source of income. We lift them up before you, God, now in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for against, oh God, the spirit of murder that runs rampant, oh God, in the earth realm even now, God. We pray against gang initiation, oh God. There's so many out there, Father God, that look for these young people, oh God, that they can draw into the system, God, of crime, Lord. We pray and we intercede for them now, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for every little boy. We pray for every little girl, oh God, that has been initiated into gangs, God, that cut their bodies, oh God, and they shed their bloods, Lord, to make pacts with the enemy, oh God. We lift them up before you now, God, in the name of Jesus, and we demand the enemy to loose them and to let them go in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for these children, oh God, on this morning, Father God. They get into these gangs, Father God, and they go out, Father God, and they have to commit crimes of murdering, break-ins, oh God. They have to do all sorts of things, oh God, just because they're looking for love in all the wrong places, God. We stand in the gap and we pray for them on today, God. We pray for that rebellious child, Father God, that refused instruction. Oh, Sakata Bashanda, in the name of Jesus, that backbite their parents, Lord, that talk against, that cuss and stand in their parents' face and cuss them out and spit at them, Lord. We pray against that foul spirit this morning in the name of Jesus, oh God. For your word says to spare the rod and spoil not the child, God. Father, on this morning, we pray, oh God, against that spirit of quarrel and rebellion, Father, that is raising its head in the lives of these children, Father God. They don't want to listen to their parents. They don't want to listen to their teachers, God. We stand in the gap. They don't want to listen to those that are over them, Father God. We pray for them on this morning, God. But the, oh God, gangs, they accept them, Lord, the way that they are. They call them thugs, God. We bind and we rebuke every thugging spirit in the name of Jesus. And we serve the enemy notice that he cannot have these young people, oh God. God, we cry out unto you on this morning, God, to have mercy in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for that girl. We pray for that boy, Father God, that is battling, Father God, with identity issues, Lord. And they think that they are a boy or a girl, but that's not who you created them to be. We bind that foul demon on this morning in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray against it now, Father. And we command it to go in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every foul spirit catch a fire on this morning by the power of the Holy Ghost on today, Father God. And we decree and declare victory over the adversary on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, oh God, but it's mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds and to the casting down of vain imaginations, oh God. Oh God, the enemy, Father God, is lying, oh God, to the children on this morning, Father God. Oh God, I saw it in the spirit even on this morning, Father God, that the enemy is lying, oh Sakana Mashandidiosikata, to these children on this morning, Father God, and is telling them you don't need your parents. But God, we bind it and we rebuke it today in the name of Jesus, that grown-up mentality, God, where children, Father God, are 8 and 9 years old but think they're grown. We come against it on this morning. Teenagers, oh God, living the lives of grown adults, we bind that foul spirit in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those children that don't want age-appropriate activities, Lord, we lift it all up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For the enemy, Father God, is deceiving the children in this hour. He want a missing generation, oh God, especially of the young boys, Father God. But Father, on this morning, we draw the bloodline around our nephews on this morning, Father God. We draw the bloodline around our nieces, the children in the ministry, God. We draw the bloodline around the children in our neighborhoods, God. And we let the enemy know, not here, not this one, not my shika, not my shunda, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare, Father God, that they will grow up in the admonition and fear of you, God. So many young boys, even now, don't think it's a cool thing to know you, God. They don't know you, oh God. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that the snares of the wicked one will be broken. We pray against on this morning, Father God, every foul bird in the airwaves, oh God. Oh God, the generation that had no fathers, Lord. We pray, oh God. Oh God, the generation that have no fathers, Lord. We stand in the gap and we pray for them, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, on this morning, oh God, for the men, oh God, that abandon their children. We lift them up before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray against the spirit of abandonment, even now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We break the curse. We break the cycles on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Cycles of destruction, cycles of sabotage, Father God. And we pray, God, for that child on this morning, Father God, that have to watch their mother, Father God, just bring one man after the other into the homes, God, and they develop a spirit of whoredom, oh God. Break those cycles, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And then these children grow up, Father God, and they got all of these, oh God, they got all of these notions in the crevices of their mind that this is the way that it's supposed to be, God. Father, on this morning, bring governmental order, Father God, back into the homes on today in the name of Jesus, because that's where it starts. That is where the discipline starts, Lord. That is where the fear and the admonition of you, God, starts. It starts in the home, God. It starts in the womb, God. Let the mothers that are carrying babies, oh God, pray for their babies even while they're in the womb, God. Let them sing melodies to them, God. Let them, Father God, read your word over these babies, God, in the name of Jesus. Even at an early age, that it would get into their spirit, God, that they will grow up wanting to know who you are, Father God. We pray, oh God, for the missing generation on today, God. We pray, oh God, for the ones, Father God, that never pray in their homes, God. We pray for them today, God. We lift up that one before you, Father God, that never, God, read the word of God in their homes, God. We lift up before you this morning, God, those that don't even own a Bible in their home, Father God, a missing generation, Lord, that won't know you, God, that won't serve you, God. We come against it on today, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. No commitment to you, God. We lift it up before you, Father God. The children won't praise you, God, because they don't see the parents praising you in their homes, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let us be the light in the midst of the dark and perverse world, God. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood today. Let your blood prevail even on this Saturday morning, God. Oh, God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, Father God, because you are a strong tower on today, God. Oh, God, you are the one, Father God, that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ever ask you for or think of, by the very power of God that is invested in us, Father God. We pray on this morning, God, and we stand in the gap, Father God, for those that don't even have a desire to call on your name for themselves, God. We intercede for them on this morning, God. We intercede for that one, Father God, that don't think it's necessary to wake up early in the morning to pray, God. For your word said to seek you early in the morning, God. Seek you at the dawning of the day. We take authority over the dawning of this day, Father God. We take authority over the gates of this day, God. Anything that would transpire on this day is subjected to the prayers of the righteous, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, help us, God, to walk in the mandated authority, oh Sabashida, that you've given unto us, God. Let us not take life lightly, oh God. Let us stop coming into agreement, oh God, with the things that the enemy says say we are not a defeated people. Our children, oh God, will not die to gun violence. Our children, Lord, will not die to drug addiction, alcohol addiction. Our children, oh God, will not die at the hand of the enemy, premature deaths, Lord. We come against that abuse, oh God. I see it in the spirit even now, God. Some have seen it so much that they think that it is normal, God. But Father, on this morning, we come against it in the name of Jesus, oh God. And it has bred, oh God, even in these young boys, it has bred demons, oh God, that now are growing into giants, God. But Father, on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, tear it down in the realm of the spirit, God. Let not the enemy win. Let not the enemy win, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Break those demonic cycles in Jesus' name. Break them this morning, God. Break every demonic stronghold in the name of Jesus, God. Tear it down, oh God, in the realms of the spirit this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we pray even on this morning, God, for the young ladies, oh God, that have all these babies outside of wedlock, God. We lift them up before you in the name of Jesus. Break the cycles of destruction. Break the generational curses, oh God, that is passed down, Father God, from one generation to the next, Father God. Break them in the name of Jesus, oh God. Break them in the name of Jesus, God. Break them in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're serving the enemy notice on today that he will not win. God, on this morning, we pray, God, for the bastard children, Lord. We lift them up before you, God. The children that are born out of wedlock, God, that are born with so many issues, God. We pray and we stand in the gap for them, Father God, on this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, heal and deliver, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that they will be testimonies, Lord, of your goodness and your mercy, oh God. We pray on this morning, Father God, against the generational curses, oh God, that so easily beset the people of God. Oh God, our spirit cry out to you this morning, Father God. Generations of sickness, we bind it this morning and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and we cast out the spirit of infirmity, God, this morning. Generational curses, God, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, oh God, we pray against it on this morning. Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer, oh God, we pray against premature death, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Even on this week, somebody was saying nobody in their family lived past the age of 45. We come against premature death in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, lot longevity and life, oh God. Premature death will not take them out because of the spirit of infirmity, Lord. God, on this morning, we pray against the spirit of poverty, Lord. So many people of poverty live from one paycheck to the next, rob Peter to pay Paul. They have to do illegal things, oh God, in order to keep their money flowing, God. We pray and we lift them up before you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray against a hustling spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray, oh God, on this morning, Father God, that you would dismantle the stronghold, oh God, of the slave mentality, even on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and we declare that our young people will grow up, oh God, and they will be the next entrepreneurs, not doing things illegally, God, but they will do it, oh God, under the spirit of truth, Lord. Raise them up, Father God, to own the next, oh God, corporations. Yes, God, we decree it and we declare it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they will be good, productive citizens, Lord. We pray, God, that they would have, oh God, good jobs in the name of Jesus, Father God, with all the right benefits, Lord, health insurance, life insurance, oh God, 401k plans, Father God. We pray, oh God, that they will even prepare for their retirement at early ages, God. Teach them how to save and be those good stewards, oh God, over the finances that you've given unto them, Lord. Teach our young people, oh God, even at early ages, oh God, how to give, how to sow into the kingdom of God, that their blessings, oh God, will always continue to come in, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let us teach our children, God, how to reverence you and fear you. That generational curses will not stick, oh God. It will not be their portions in the name of Jesus. That they would rise, oh God, above, oh God, even limitations, God, that may have been put on them by man, that may have been put on them by the society, Lord. That they will, oh God, be the managers, oh God, in the corporations that they work for, God. We speak it out into the atmosphere, God, that they will be leaders and not followers, God. We speak it out into the atmosphere, that every curse of ignorance, God, be broken in the name of Jesus, oh God. That our children, oh God, will have teachable spirits, and that they would learn, oh God, all that they can learn, God. Help them fall in love, oh, with education, God. Help them fall in love, oh God, with wanting to know more, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. For knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. That's why the enemy wants these children not to want to go to school. Want these children not to want to learn. So that they will stay impoverished. God, in the name of Jesus. That they have to settle, Lord. For low paying jobs because they have no education. Oh God, we pray for them on today in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would help them, God, to be able, Lord God, to arise in Jesus' name. Father, we pray on this morning, God, that that curse, oh God, of poverty be broken in Jesus' name. The struggle of the slave be broken in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, on this morning, we pray, oh God, against the generational curses, oh God, that have been passed down for alcoholism and drug abuse, Father God. We lift it up before you in the name of Jesus, Father God, on this morning, and we pray, Lord, that that would not be our children, it would not be our young people's portion in the name of Jesus, God. Drinking alcohol, drinking corn liquor, God. Doing drugs, Father God. Having sex, oh God. We bind those things this morning and rebuke it in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, those things, God, that have been passed down from one generation to the next. We come against it on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, on this morning, we pray, God, oh God, against, oh God, everything that's not like you on this morning, God, and we tear it down in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, that every curse, every snare of the enemy would be broken on today in the name of Jesus. Father God, we cry out to you, Father God, on this morning, God, for the people of God today in the name of Jesus. Break every curse, break every spell in the name of Jesus. God, we come to you, Father God, as born again believers, redeemed and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we reject, oh God, and we disown all the sins, all the pacts, all the curses and occult dedications, oh God, that have been passed down from one generation through our relatives intentionally or unintentionally, God. And we ask you on this morning, oh God, that we be renewed, oh God, that we be regenerated, God, and that we be covered in the blood. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to redeem and cleanse us from all evil curses, God. Incantations and spells that have been passed down from our parents, our grandparents, ancestors, relatives, or other persons, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to be redeemed and cleansed from all curses, God, that have come upon us and our loved ones from what we have done or been involved in, knowingly and unknowingly in the past, God, in the name of Jesus. We now rebuke and we break and we loose ourselves and our children's children, even to the 10th generation, from all evil curses, charms, vexes, hexes, spells, incantations, jinxes, psychic powers, bewitchment, or sorcery that have been put on us or on our family line by any person, oh God, or from any occult source or psychic source. And we decree and we declare that all of these things, God, are null and void in the name of Jesus. We reject on this morning, God, any way in which Satan may have to continue to claim ownership over us and anything which pertains to us and our loved ones, including but not limited to our finances, our homes, our vehicles, our mind, our will, and our emotion, both now and forevermore. We reject every demonic infiltration, evil spirit, or familiar spirit that has been sent to us by Satan, oh God, because of these curses, God. And we command all those connected and related spirits to leave now in the name of Jesus. We command you, Satan, to remove us from all satanic shields, devices, or mechanisms that have been used to harass, manipulate, or to control us in any way. And we command you to take your hands off of them now and never to return in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare on this morning that we are totally committed to the true and living God and completely signed over to our Lord Jesus Christ. We now ask you, Heavenly Father, to fill us with your precious Holy Spirit even the more and empower us to live above sin. We determine to look to you, Heavenly Father, to provide all of our needs, Father God, and we yield our body as an instrument of righteousness, a living holy sacrifice to be glorified only by you, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you on this morning, God, to surround us with your holy warring angels, oh God, giving them charge over us to protect us on all of our ways. We proclaim that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written in Galatians chapter 3 and 13, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bring the fullness of his cross, the death, the blood and the sacrifices, resurrection, life, and the empty tomb, his authority, rule, and dominion. We bring judgment from the Lord Jesus the Christ against every foul prayer, against every foul power, witchcraft, black art, and every curse. We bring the blood sacrifice of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the true and living God, his blood, yes, God, that was shed upon the cross against all blood sacrifice and rituals and their claims against us, their claims against our children and our children's children. We come against it on this morning in the name of Jesus. And we bring Jesus Christ, the Son, sacrifice for us against all rituals and satanic infiltration sacrifices that have claims against us. Yes, God. We bring the dedication of Jesus Christ for us in his death upon the cross against all ritual dedications. In the name and by the blood of Jesus Christ, we break the power and hold every generational curse that has come to us through rituals or ritualistic sacrifices. In the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ, we break the power and hold of every curse that has come against us, that has been transferred to us through another human being. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, we break the power and hold of every curse that has come upon us through a spoken word. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we break the power and hold of every curse that has come against us through occult practice, witchcraft, and sorcery. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that every hold and every legal ground of the enemy is broken, disarmed, and destroyed, dismantled, alienated. We alienate the plots, the plans, and the schemes of the wicked one on today. And we decree and we declare that every satanic hold over us, either through curses or occult practices, through sacrifices, or any rituals of any kind, be destroyed now in the name of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, the true and the living God. We are free. Thank you, Jesus, for setting us free. We order these curses and claims to be utterly disarmed and dismantled now through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ in his name, in the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee got to bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God our Father. We command all demonic spirits that have gained access to us through curses be cut off and banished from us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you on today to send your angels now to completely disarm the enemy against us. Disarm all curses and black arts from us. Disarm their every device and render them destroyed. We ask your angels to remove all foul spirits involved in these curses and entanglement in the black arts and bind them at the feet of judgment forever in Jesus' name. And we now claim that every spiritual blessing that our Heavenly Father has given to us through Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians 1 and 3, we claim those blessings right now in places of all curses by the authority and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, in our health, in our wealth, in our mind, in the name of Jesus. Bless your people, God, like never before in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus. These things will be fully accomplished now through your mighty power, Father. We give you thanks, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, hallelujah. To all you be the glory forever and ever, hallelujah. all of this that we pray, oh God, by the authority of the true and the living God, the resurrected Savior, on today. Let favor of your destiny, oh God, find us on this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, because without favor, destiny can't be fulfilled, God. Oh God, we pray on today for no more delay in the name of Jesus. No more delay in the name of Jesus. No more delay. No more blessings held up, God. We decree and we declare in the name of Jesus, no more delay. We pray it now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh Lord, break curses against our family in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 28, in the name of Jesus. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearkenly, diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe them and to do all his commandments, which we command this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth. We decree and we declare Jeremiah 17 and 5. Thus said the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departed from the Lord. Galatians 3 and 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everything that hangeth on a tree. Oh God, on this morning, we break curses against our family by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We are the seed of Abraham, and his blessing is heirs. Therefore, all curses issued against us cannot manifest in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, our family choose blessings instead of curses in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all generational curses and iniquities of the forefathers as results of the sins of our parents and our foreparents, our grandparents, in the name of Jesus. We break curses emanating from our family lines in the name of Jesus. Yes, our family lines in the name of Jesus. We break curses of witchcraft, divination, sorcery over our family lines in the name of Jesus. We break curses of pride and rebellion emanating from our family in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from every spoken negative word against us in the name of Jesus on this morning. We break curses of death and destruction emanating from our family in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of divorce and separation in our families in the name of Jesus. We break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity over our family lines in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves on this morning completely from the curse of poverty, lack, debt, and struggle in the name of Jesus. We break all curses of rejection. We break all curses of double-mindedness and schizophrenia and paranoia in the name of Jesus. We break, oh God, this morning, the curse of Jezebel and Ahab. We break the curses of lust and perversion, promiscuity, fornication. We break the curses, oh God, this morning, and we release ourselves and our families, oh God, from the curses of confusion and mental illnesses in the name of Jesus. We break every curse of idolatry in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses causing accidents and premature death in the name of Jesus. We command every demon hiding and operating behind a curse to come out in the name of Jesus. We break, oh God, curses and spells against our businesses and against our ministries in the name of Jesus. And we pray, oh God, we release all idol angels and heavenly planes above the earth that are meant to come and convey our prayers unto God in the name of Jesus. We break free from every curse of the law, for the word of the Lord says we are redeemed from the curse of the law. We break all generational curses of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction in the name of Jesus. We command all ancestral and generational spirits that came into our life during conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses of negativity that have been been spoken over our ministries in the name of Jesus, and we return every foul word back to its sender to do damage this morning in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words spoken over us, oh God, by others, Father God, including those that may have been in authority in different regions in the name of Jesus. We command all ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, idolatry, masquerades, witchcraft, false religions, polygamy, Eastern stars, lust and perversion to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, envy, malicious, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out of our lines and loins in the name of Jesus. We break this morning the legal rights of all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right in the name of Jesus to operate in our lives ever again. We bind and we rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides from our ancestors that will try to operate in our life in the name of Jesus. We renounce all false beliefs and philosophies inherited by our ancestors and passed down superstitions in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come against that foolishness this morning in the name of Jesus. We break all curses over our finances that have been passed on from our ancestors that cheated and robbed from God, mishandled money, that stole from the Lord in the name of Jesus, that refused to pay tithes and offerings, and it causes curses over our whole family line. We pray against it on this morning that the snare of the enemy be broken in the name of Jesus. We break all curses of sickness and disease, and we command all inherited sicknesses, cancers, tumors that have been passed down, issues in the blood, to leave our bodies now in the name of Jesus. We break all curses that Satan has spoken over our ministries in the name of Jesus, according to Psalm 10:7. We break all written curses that would affect our ministries in the name of Jesus. 2 Chronicles 34:24. We break every time release curse. That's right. Every time release curse that would activate in our life as we grow older in the name of Jesus. We break every curse Balaam hired against our life in the name of Jesus. According to Nehemiah 13:2, many have been paid to put curses on the people of God, but we break it on this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn every curse spoken against our ministries into a blessing. Nehemiah 13:2, we break all generational rebellion that will cause us to resist the Holy Spirit. We break all curses of death spoken by people in authority in our nation, over our nation, about our nation, in the name of Jesus. We break all curses of death spoken against our ministry ventures in the name of Jesus. We break, oh God, any curse, oh God, that the adversary may have even put out into the atmosphere against the children in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 54:14, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear in terror, for it shall not come near thee. Spoken words of curses that put our children's life in bondage. Let the authority and power of God loose the chains of those words over our children's lives. Curse responsible for barrenness. Holy Spirit, judge these curses now in the name of Jesus. Curses responsible for lack of knowledge, ignorant spirits in our children. Lord, we pray, consume them with fire even now in the name of Jesus. Curses that lock us in a prison of life, the Lord renounce them now and set them free in the name of Jesus. Curses that will make them have stillbirths, Lord, do not allow these curses to operate anymore in the name of Jesus. Curses spoken, oh, na machika da bashe, while their babies were even in the placenta, that their life turned upside down. Lord, let those curses be wasted with mighty fire. We rebuke all deceiving spirits by the blood and resurrection of the Lord Jesus the Christ. We renounce, oh God, this morning every satanic claim of ownership to any department of our children's lives in the name of Jesus. We release our children from foundations, from the grip of household wickedness. Oh, namashikatabashanda. In the name of Jesus, household wickedness. We release our children from things that they've seen, things that they've experienced. We release them from satanic breaks applied to any manipulation in the name of Jesus. We release our children from any satanic break applied to any department in their life in the name of Jesus. We break every foundation curse in the name of Jesus. We renounce all self-inflicted curses that parents have pronounced over their own children. And we break those patterns from their heart and tongue in the name of Jesus. We renounce all curses that our children have spoken against others, whether knowingly or unknowingly, through gossip, bitter words, anger, and judgment, illegal judgment, in the name of Jesus. We break the authority over the occult power in our children's lives in the name of Jesus. We break the curses on this morning, God, and we ask you to close the entrance way. Oh, my shikanabashikanarabosha. That have been opened in their lives in the name of Jesus, whether it's through tattooing their bodies, whether it's through illegal sexual activities, whether it's through fornication, lust. God, close those doors now in the name of Jesus. Whether it's masturbation, whether it is oral sex, close those doors, God, now in the name of Jesus. Whether it's through multiple sex partners, even at early ages, oh God, close those doors now, God, in the name of Jesus, that have allowed entranceway to demonic activity, Lord. Close the gates now in the name of Jesus. Close the gates now. Angels, I send you this morning to close the gates. Close those doors that are the entranceway to the lives of our children through TikTok, through social media. People don't take it serious. Oh, my shikarabashe kandiriyo sataya. Oh, God, close their ear gates to music, oh, God, that causes them to go out and commit crime. Close the gates, God, that their ears, oh, God, will not even be receptive, Lord, to hear those types of music in the name of Jesus. Close those gates now, God, in the name of Jesus. Illegal, joining illegal organizations and all kinds of things, God, that open the gateway later in their lives, God, to demonic strongholds. God, close them, God. Close them in this morning in the name of Jesus. Close them up, God. Close them up, God. We thank you now, God, for sending the angels to close those gates in the name of Jesus. I just hear the Lord saying illegal initiations. Close it now, God. Close it, God, in the name of Jesus. Whether it's to gangs, whether it's to occult involvement, whatever it is, Freemason, Eastern Stars, close it, God. Close it now, God. Close it now, God. Close it now, God. Close it now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Close it. Close it. Let the angels encamp, oh God, at the gates, oh God, to the entranceway of curses, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you. We glorify you. Oh God, this morning we pray for the souls, oh God. We pray for the souls of our young people. We pray for the souls of our family. We pray for the souls of those that are in ministry with us. We pray for their souls today, God. In the name of Jesus, save their souls, God, from the hands of the enemy. We pray for the souls, God, of those that are on our jobs that don't even want to know you in the pardon of their sin. Save their souls, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So many are hurting, so many are in pain, God, and they use that as an excuse to involve, to entangle themselves, God, in the yokes of bondage, Father God, because they're looking for love in all the wrong places, God, and the world accept them when we, the church, reject them. Oh God, we pray for them today in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, oh God, for their hands of protection as we, oh God, continue, Father God, to go forth, oh God. We pray our hedge of protection, oh God. Shield us from the hands of the enemy. Shield us, oh God, from the hands of the enemy. Shield us, oh God. Shield those that are connected to us, God, from the hand and the voice of the enemy. The enemy is speaking many things in this hour, but it don't line up with your word, God. Let us know your word, Father God, that we can detect what is not from you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every deaf and dumb spirit this morning in the name of Jesus. We pray for that hard-headed one today, God, that refused to listen and obey instructions. We just give them over to you now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father, we just want to thank you, glorify you, and magnify your name, God, because you're so worthy to be praised, oh God. You are the King of Kings. And